Welcome back to Indie Can Music. This is your host, Joe Chisholm. Episode 51 for those of you keeping score at home. I don't know what to call this one. We're bringing you the Ottawa indie scene, more of the Whitebird recording session. We are going up to Warp Tour in a minute, where we met up with the Institute for Independent Music's Mrs. Jones. But first, a couple of the bands that caught our eye, Friends of Indie Can, Stale Fish and the Salads. Let's start the show off with the Salads from the Big Picture. This is Growing Up.
Been that way.
So, Mr. D, what's the real story on this band?
Well, you know, I still don't know myself, so this is part of the reason of doing this interview, which is great. But my band, The Salads, have played with Stalefish a bunch of times, and I think they've really grown as a band, and I particularly dig their new record, not only just because they invited me on a track, but because the whole record is really rad. But, I mean, and I also wanted to do this as well, like I was saying to the guys earlier, it's nice to get interviews from an artist's point of view, I think, sometimes, because a lot of interviewers ask a lot of the same questions, and in keeping with that sort of theme, I'm going to ask the guys to talk on a particular song, because unlike most interviewers, I actually listen to your record.
So true.
Jay,
what are you saying about the rest of us here?
No, I'm not talking about the interviewers within IndyCan or anybody like that. I'm just saying in general, interviewers don't always know anything about what they're interviewing people about sometimes, you know what I mean? Yeah. There's been so many times where you're just like, you know, did you listen to the record, or you're asking you,
well, what's
what kind of music do you guys play?
What's the stupidest question you've ever been asked?
What kind of music do you guys play?
But, you know, it's funny too, we get that all the time. Like, you know, we'll send a message out on MySpace and there'll be a message that comes back like, yeah, you know, as much as we like the whole punk ska movement, you know, we're not interested in whatever, you know. It just goes to show that people don't even take the time to listen. So
totally.
Yeah, we hear what you're saying, man.
Absolutely. Anyways, one of the questions that I was sort of picking my brain about and thinking about is about you know, lyrics to songs and that sort of thing, as I'm a lyric writer and that sort of thing. Jay, you wrote the lyrics for Bullet, correct?
Yeah, I did.
What's the storyline behind that one?
Storyline behind that one.
I'm interested too.
Me and Johnny here, my brother, the bassist from Stalefish, we're from like a farming community, and so we've just been working our whole lives. And one time, we were working together and chainsawing, cutting some trees and shit. And the chainsaw out of nowhere kicked back and cut me in the face, like hit me in the face. So it was, you know, and then I saw the blood rush and I was like, holy shit, I didn't know, you know, what you really did to yourself or anything. So it was kind of freaked me out. So went to the hospital and where just massive amounts of nurses were just right on me, just like, oh my god, you're so hot.
Sweet.
Guys with scars are so hot.
Really, I didn't even spot about that guy.
I've seen the video.
No, so like basically they come up and they said, like, you are incredibly lucky, you could have been dead. Everybody that we see gets hit by a chainsaw, you're losing limbs, you're cutting your face open, you know, you're needing big constructive surgery usually. So I was like, holy fuck, that's pretty crazy.
What side of your head was it?
On the right here, side. That's it, man. That's
a little scar.
Oh, man, did you ever get off
the
way?
Yeah, so it jumped up at his face, and just the actual, like, barbs on the end of the saw caught his cheek. So the whole...
Crazy.
It didn't go all the way in.
Like, but almost like, into my mouth, but it didn't get into the mouth. Yeah. So it's just, like, just a gross...
An inch anywhere else.
But anyway, so...
Eye, nose, mouth,
from that point on, it was like, holy fuck.
Right in the flattest part of the cheek.
Yeah. So we're having, like... I was in a band with Johnny, too, Pink Belly. Before that, and we were having some problems a little bit with the band too, and it was like a whole, it all suddenly seemed like, okay, Jay, do it, like, don't fuck around with your life kind of deal, you know, like, you get one chance at this shit and you cut your head off, it's done, like, that's all. So I was like, I'm not going out like that. So it was like, fuck, live every day to its fullest kind of deal. And that's where it happened.
Yeah, that's something to go by, man.
I'm with it all the time, and we're gonna
But it's all changed my life. Dived a booty that was gonna take my life. Well, it was not my time. I got the second chance, so it's time to make things right. But it's all changed my life. Dived a booty that was gonna take my life. Well, it was not my time. I got the second chance. Just 16 by now, I should be pushing up 6 feet of soil and freshly green grass. Because the things that pass make me think that yeah, we're ready to reclaim my ass. Between the cars and the bars, what with Venus and Mars? One big collection of real and emotional scars. Not second chance, this day must be chance number 9. Lord, let me get it right this time. Well, it's all changed my mind. That's the booty that was gonna take my life. It was not my time. I got the second chance, so it's time to make things right. But it all changed one night. That's the bully that was gonna take my life. But it was not my time. I got the second chance.
The question I was speaking for crack and weed. The combination made my eyes
bleed. Well, I won't walk through life with a bulletproof vest. Scared of another buckshot to the chest. Into the shadows, the weak will regress. So face your fears, gain control of your stress. Cause this lock will pass you by. So have no regrets, lift your head up high. Cause it can all change in a split second. See, I've learned my lesson, so go live life, drop your weapon.
Well, it's all changed my mind.
Dive to booty that was gonna take my life.
Well, it was not my time.
I got the second chance, so it's time to make things right.
Well, it's all changed my mind.
Dive to booty that was gonna take my life.
It was not my time.
I got the second chance.
Well, it's all changed my life.
That's the booty that was gonna take my life.
It was not my time.
I got the second chance, so it's time to make things right.
But it's all changed my life.
That's the booty that was gonna take my life.
It was not my time.
I got the second chance.
Well, guys, this was a blast. I mean, it was months in the making, and absolutely
that.
Fabulous. Did you have fun?
Oh man, it was. Thanks so much for having us down.
Yeah, it was great.
Okay, one more time. Website. Where do people find you?
All right, so you can find us for yourself www.myspace.com/stalefish, stalefish, because we have to be weird. I know. I'm sorry. We have www.stalefish.com also.
Which we're debuting a brand new website very shortly, so I don't know when this show is going to air. It could be up, but make sure you check it out. Yeah, it is.
Dub that shit first.
Yeah, exactly.
At some point, you can get us to either of those places.
Running away from the chain gang, still a bit of the change. Can't deny this is better than ever, the missing piece that I am. It can't hold me down long, I'm stronger than I've been. I wasted too much time in the place I'm in. What a relief I feel now, it's what I believe. Fighting for air in your presence, no one could understand. Too good to be true when it started, I wish I only knew then. You took control of me, made me feel insecure. Could not do better, I believe in you.
Yeah! Studios, and you're listening to Indie Can Radio.
We just heard from Little Sunday. They might have to call themselves Big Sunday soon. I just heard that they just signed a deal with Addictive Records, which is part of Fontana Universal. It's a new distro deal for them. They were part of Crayfest. They invited me out to see them here in Toronto. Sorry I missed your set. I got there late. I did bump into our friends Anti-Hero and saw some other great music, but we'll be hearing more from Little Sunday real soon. I'm really delighted for all the success they're having. I heard something about Yahoo Music as well. So people are digging them, and I'm pretty happy for them. Now, before that was Scarlet Sins, part of the MQ Music Fest show at the Phoenix Concert Theater in Toronto. Great way to spend a Sunday afternoon in the summer in Toronto, I must say. And before that, we're doing a few things before that. We heard a small excerpt from an interview that Mr. D from The Salad sat in on. In fact, he co-hosted a show where Stalefish were here. We saw Stalefish and The Salads up at Warped Tour. It was a fabulous stop in Barrie. Those are two really seasoned bands, and The Salads maybe more so as far as seasoned is concerned, but man, do Stalefish just bring it. It's just a great performance. They're a real fun band to see. And as you heard from the interview, they're a great group of guys, so We heard from the Salads. There's some news there. Lead singer, Mr. D, has a little D. He just became a dad like days after that show. And the Salads, who are doing the rest of the Warped Tour, have someone else riding along doing the singing for them. But our thoughts are out to you, Mr. D. Looking forward to seeing the little one, and congratulations. We're going to hear from Mrs. Jones with IFI really soon. They're a nonprofit organization. If you're a band or an artist, this is a site you should check out, ifimusic.org. They're a nonprofit organization, so any money they raise really has to go towards the mission and not overhead. They have some really ambitious plans. Part of it is to unite the very fragmented community, which is the indie musician community, create a bigger voice, create mass public distribution. And a radio show that would be 724 Indie Music, which, of course, IndieCan Radio is behind anyone who would endeavor to do that. They have a 48-hour music marathon coming up in October, and I guess we're going to be part of that, so we'll be telling you more about that. But Mrs. Jones was just doing some outreach with bands, and Charlotte's her daughter. Together they are Blonde Shells. They do these little house gigs, which is a really cool thing anyway. I'm not going to steal their thunder. I'll let them tell that story. But first, let's have some more music. This goes way back to a CD we collected at North by Northeast. This is The Handsome Bird.
The whole city try to eat itself. You can't subtract to zero. Working hard just to get yourself. Sometimes you can't get started. Back from nothing here. Sometimes you can't get started.
Let the hours go slow. This is Mrs. Jones from IFI, the Institute for Independent Music, and you're listening to Indie Can Radio.
Supporting, promoting, uniting the independent music community. That's a great goal. How do you do something like that?
I'm trying to make it so that musicians don't have to reinvent the wheel every time, that give them resources that are reputable to use, lawyers, different things, get them networking with each other, because I know in my experience that's the best thing. Sometimes you play a show with a band and they're like your best source of a next show or something, so I don't know.
Yeah. Now, how'd you get a reputation as such a great cook? Tell us that story.
We do house shows, my daughter and I, under the name of Blonde Shells in Silver Spring. And I used to serve pizza to the bands and then have to be the pizza police to keep all the kids out of it.
Yeah.
So I decided if I cooked, it would be cheaper, which it was, and that I didn't have to watch the food. So the bands get to eat first, and then everybody gets to eat. I make enough for everybody, so...
So we can send Toronto bands your way and you'll put on a show?
Yeah, you can ask Derek from Stalefish. He came down with Ruth's Hat and they stayed with us and ate and everything.
Oh,
so.
Fabulous. Yeah, we love those guys. They're good fun, eh?
Yeah.
That must have been a great show.
Yes, it was a lot of fun. Good band.
Yeah, and how you're traveling around with Warped Tour and the idea is to get the word out. So you're talking to musicians and music fans as well?
Yes.
And how's it going? What kind of reception are you getting? And
real good reception when we hand them a free T-shirt.
Yeah.
Or they like our stickers, you know. And they like slapping the stickers on themselves and stuff. So.
So what's the funniest or greatest experience you've had on Warped Tour so far?
Only that we slept through yesterday's date, pretty much, which was unlike us. But it was raining so bad in New York that every time we woke up, we just kind of looked around and went, eh, and rolled over and went back to sleep. So we made it in about 3:30, but we managed to get out 20 T-shirts and message to bands that we didn't know yet and stuff. So.
And what would you suggest for people who want to help or just find out more about what you're doing?
They could visit the website at, what is it, ifimusic.org, right? Isn't that it? Yes, ifimusic.org.
Well, keep up the great fight, and we'll see you on the Dusty Indie Trail again soon.
Thank you very much. Thanks for hanging.
It's to find happiness. call it mine.
Still, and I assure you we'll be hearing more of that. I just got it recently, had a couple of listens, and wow, I really like that. Before that, of course, we were listening to the Blonde Shells from ifimusic.org, and that was neatly bookmarked between two bands that Mrs. Jones brought to my attention that are friends of hers from the U.S. We heard the Rev 11s from their album Show Me on the Chicken Where the Music Touched You. That was just before, and just after was Johnny 3, the title track from their full-length album, Hang the DJ. And then before that was the Handsome Furs, the CBC Galaxy $3,000 Rising Star winners. That was from Plague Park, the song Cannot Get Started. Okay, next we're going to our Ottawa session. And I just want to say, if you're listening to this in your car, on your iPod, on public transit, and some particular artist is intriguing to you and you don't have a chance to write it down, just remember indiecan.com. You can always go to the website and there's information there. And this particular segment that we're about to listen to, if you haven't been with us for the whole ride, this was part of episode 41, which is in our archive, so you can go listen to that. This is Natasha Peach, Krista D, and Amanda Room, and we're going to start with Amanda Room. Now, when you listen to this, imagine that after that original session, I went and saw her CD release party in Toronto, and her band rocks. Now, listen to this pretty sweet voice, and just imagine. She closed the show by doing a cover of Ozzy Osbourne's Crazy Train. So just listen to this and then imagine the beautiful juxtaposition of this woman singing Ozzy Osbourne.
They peek and creep and sneak around, hiding in every little corner. They wait and kick me when I'm down, 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 down. I thought they'd never show again, but there they are in full. It is a 9 out of 10. Spin, spin, spin. I don't care what you think about me, because I know who am I. Don't care what you think about me, because I know who. Thank you. the phone when you are driving. I won't take this shit no more. Out of hiding, I don't care what you think about me, because I know who I am. I don't care what you think about me, because I know who I am.
Yourself, Amanda, what would you say would be your one defining moment?
The Lilifer thing was really big.
Yeah, that must have been.
More of like, these women are really doing it, and, you know, maybe I could too. And I only recently just started doing full-time, like full-time. I was doing web design, so I was working at night and in the day, and I was just getting exhausted, and finally I said, nope, you know what? Forget this. I'll do web design when I can't walk anymore. And, you know, I just decided that now's the time, and I'm just going to do music and whatever it takes.
I've been fortunate enough to be able to watch you play for a few years now, and I'm really glad that you're finding an opportunity where you can go full-time.
Oh, yeah.
I'm expecting a lot of good things from this.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about seeing what your next CD sounds
me
like.
Me too.
I can't wait.
Me too.
If you had anything that you could say, I'll start with Amanda with this one. Mm-hmm. If you had anything to offer as far as from your experiences as an indie artist trying to get played and going after the clubs, and I know how hard of a grind it is, but what would you have to say to an up-and-coming artist that is getting into the music business today, and what they could be looking forward to as far as trying to get into the club scene? How many clubs are there to play nowadays compared to before?
It depends what city you're in, but just as an artist who would be starting, I would say just you have to keep doing it. Like, you're going to get tired, you're going to get feel like beaten down and like there's nothing else you can do, or just really down on yourself. That's a huge problem, I think, when you're starting, is like you said, like, can I actually really do this? And just, you have to believe in yourself, and like, that is so important, because you have to believe in yourself more than anybody else when you're starting, and just keep doing whatever you can do. Anything comes along, do it. Every experience turns out to be positive in the end, because you're learning something, what you like or what you don't like. And one of the things, I host 2 open mics, and just on an ending note, I always tell people, like, don't be scared to ask for what you want to hear, especially live. And I said that to you earlier, like, if you can't hear yourself, ask for more. Yeah. Like, don't be scared of people that have been doing it for a while. Like, just ask for what you want, and I don't know. I think that's one of the hugest things to learn.
That's great advice, too, because that's usually where people get hurt right in the beginning, obviously. You're intimidated, you're a bit meek, you don't ask for things, so you don't get.
And, I mean, no one's going to care as much as you at the beginning. And I was on a smaller tour for breast cancer, and I remember I just looked like such a bitch because I was asking for so much, you know, sorry, I don't know if I can say that. But
sure you can.
I was asking, I'm like, we need more monitors. Like, we need, just, and, you know, you think you end up looking like, you know, a big diva, but, like, you know how you want to sound,
exactly.
Right?
So you got to be able to hear yourself.
Yeah.
Because if you're straining all the time over your instrument.
Especially in a band. Like, you must have no voice most of the time.
There's been times where I've actually had to get off stage because I was straining so much just to even hear if I was even remotely, you know, on key. And you strain yourself, and nobody seems to, make allowances. And it's harder with female vocals, too. I find we get drowned out easier.
Because people sometimes, and not as, like, a shot at the industry, but sometimes they don't understand, like, the dynamics of a band, or, you know, if you're not traveling with your own sound man, they don't know how you should be sounding, so that's the other thing. You have to let them know, my vocals are first. They're on top, and make sure you can hear them, you know, because otherwise we're going to be blowing the roof off here.
Yeah. That's great advice. That's really, really good advice.
Don't be scared to ask for what you want. That's a big one.
jury. This time the judge might put me away. Whoa, don't really matter today, 'cause I've no more to say. I can't find no explain. This is the reality of the day. Her cheeks are to stay, and nobody's to blame. And the girl trapped inside can no longer be hid. And she's raw and she's bleeding. Web sore and get red. And in any way, oh, 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 yeah, yeah. Oh, 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 oh. This is the reality of the day. Hot chicks are to stay, and nobody's to blame. And the girl trapped inside no longer be hidden. She's raw and she's bleeding. Whip sore and get rid. And in any way, this is the reality of the day. Her chicks are to stay, and nobody's to blame. And the girl trapped inside no longer be hidden. She's raw and she's bleeding. Whip sore and get rid.
If you want to be able to purchase a CD from either Amanda Room or Krista D, this is how you can do it. Krista, how can they contact you?
There's a couple of different ways to get my album. I think it's available through iTunes, through an East Coast distribution called Sandbar Music Group. You can get to find them out online. We're about to start distributing through HMV, so I'll probably be setting that up whenever I get home. I just didn't have time to do it before I headed out on the road. But I'd been talking to them before I'd left. And so aside from that, there's also CMC. So that's across Canada. So those are some places that you can...
those websites. Amanda?
Yeah, off my website, amandarayom.com. That's R-H-E-A-U-M-E for the last name. CD Baby in Ottawa, any of Compact Music or CD Warehouse. But online for anywhere right now that is not Ottawa is the best place.
That's fabulous. I'm really looking forward to your album. And Krista, I was just, I must have heard your album like maybe four times yesterday, just driving in my car, listening to the material. And it was better every time I heard it. So I can definitely say with confidence, anybody listening to this song, if you've been to a MySpace, heard one or two tunes from any of these performers, I can tell you personally that it's very much worth going out and getting the CD, because the CDs are unusually packed with a lot more than just a couple of good songs and covers. I can tell you about both artists and Amanda's other albums that I've heard. Okay, for the last question of the show, I'd like to ask you if there's just anything important that you want to relay to the listening audience that would be coming up, or charities, things you feel strong about, something you would like, a platform that you want to speak from. If there's anything you have an opportunity to talk about that now.
There's a couple of charities that I try to help out, actually. There's a local charity back in Moncton that I try to help out, even with my merchandise. Like, I've got, like, a little merchandise item that I donate a dollar off of to help the charity. It's called Turning Points Youth Center, or Youth Parent Center is probably the proper way to say it. They help young parents. They teach them life skills. They help them get their education, finish their education, where it's, you know, it's very hard to be, you know, 16, 17, taking care of a child and getting an education. It kind of, like, it cuts off a lot of opportunities, right? So they take care of the children while the parents are in school. They help them. You know, they just pretty much bring them up to the level they need to be to.
It's awesome.
Is there a link for them at on your MySpace or your website yet?
No, there isn't.
Okay.
But I will get on that.
Well, we'll get one up so they can do that.
Yeah. Oh,
great,
awesome.
Because I want to direct people there so they can support your causes.
And the other one is World Vision. this is a new thing, actually. I've got a, like, I'm just became a World Vision artist, so that's another charity that I try to help out.
Cool. That's great. Cool. Amanda?
Mm-hmm. I just actually finished a small leg of a tour called Babes for Breasts, and it was a breast cancer fundraiser where there was five artists, up to five, and we just have been touring around and playing solo shows where it's a songwriter circle, though, so we're all on That's stage awesome. At the same time and switching back and forth. We're going to do, there's going to be a U.S. leg of the tour, and there's going to be another Canadian cool. portion. So Babes for Breasts, it's a pretty funny name, but there's a website, it's babesforbreasts.com.
Fabulous, and, so if anybody wants to get you there, they can that talk and about booking
the artists
you there.
Are amazing on the bill as well, that you can go and check that out yourself, but it's incredible. We raised $9,871 in 6 days.
Wow, in 6 days.
Breast cancer. Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so Babes for Breasts. That's what.
That's great. So I hope everybody remember that, Babes for Breasts, and check it out on the internet. That's got to be a weird search on the internet.
Yeah, I was going to say, be very careful how you
be careful how you search that. Put the filter on, then search.
Babesforbreasts.com, though. That's the website. It goes right to my MySpace right now, but everything's there.
Fabulous. That's great. How you doing, Tash? Good. I know this is your first time in front of a mic in an interview.
No, it's awesome. It's good.
She's a pro.
So again, I mean, I'm sort of the newbie of the three of us, but I'm planning on with your help, Mr. Doug Graham, playing a show for Operation Go Home, which is a charity that raises money specifically for teens. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's street youth.
For street youth.
It's for the street youth, and they're a very worthy organization. They help reunite street kids with their families where it can be facilitated,
right.
And through counseling, legal services, medical services. They're constantly on street watch, helping children with clothing, sleeping bags, medical assistance, personal hygiene things,
yeah.
and the list goes on and on and on. Never ever had a penny from the government.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, and consequently, a lot of offices across the country had to close. They're down to two,
mm-hmm.
which is obscene.
Wow. Yeah.
Is there one out east? So.
There's, I believe the only Operation Go Homes now are Ottawa, right here in Ottawa, and the other one is Toronto, I think, is the only one.
Okay.
So we're trying to get them awareness for more offices, more visibility, and more help for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So that's great. Yeah. Okay, coming up next, live off the floor, stay tuned for that, will be Natasha Peach.
The title, Out of Time, sounds sort of depressing, but it's basically just about life and going through everything that life has to offer and wondering if it's making you stronger and all that stuff. It's just, I don't know how to describe that song.
I didn't describe any of mine.
Okay.
It's okay.
Yeah,
other than the fact that they translate to acoustic is about the only thing.
There you go, yeah, it's all good.
How do you know the right words to say when your heart start speaking out loud? And I need right now more than anything to articulate just what I'm feeling inside. And I've never had a day quite like today. So much letting go, it feels so strange. They say you only get what you can take. So if I let it go, what does that make? Does it make me stronger? And will I last much longer in this place with this life and all these chances? Could someone give me an answer? 'Cause I can't stay here forever. And I feel I'm running right out of time. Running right out of time. And how do you know the right words to say when your soul, it starts speaking out loud? Yes, and I don't know if I have the strength it takes to hear what you have say. So I'll close my eyes as darkness comes to light and exposes all I have to hide. With violent changes in different spaces, they show themselves to me now. So does this make me stronger? And can I last any longer in this place with this life and all these chances? Could someone give me an answer? 'Cause I can't stay here forever, and I feel I'm running right out of time. Running right out of time. This feeling, overwhelming sense of healing, and I know I've been here before. An unexpected gift that I won't soon forget. Thank you for helping me to remember. Ask you a question, do you believe in peace? Well, I do, 'cause it lives inside of me. And do you have all the answers? 'Cause I could stay here forever, but I think we're running right out of time. Running right out of time. Yes, I think we're running right out of time. We're almost right out of time.
We are out of time, as a matter of fact. Planet Earth, we're trying to make up for Celine Dion. I hope we're doing okay in the background. Just where this show started, the Salads. Thanks for being with us. We know life's busy. We're glad you could spend a little time with us. Warp Tour, there are actual pictures at www.indiecan.com. Come and visit us anytime. Let us know what you think. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Toronto Indie Scene, an IndieCan music production.
For more information on the artists featured on today's show, visit IndieCan.com.